Hello, hello, and welcome to the Gold Factor podcast. During this special episode, I'm going to be sharing with you some of the astrological components that make up this big solar eclipse on April 8th. So let's get into it. Remember to subscribe to the podcast and share it. Leave us a comment. Let us know what you think. All right, so this solar eclipse is making the news. Like every magazine and newspaper has talked about the eclipse, maybe not from the astrological standpoint, but from the standpoint of a rare occurrence, right? Anytime there's this kind of eclipse event, people want to see it. Because it's over Texas where I live, like it's a big deal. There is a town called Fredericksburg, which is right in the path of the eclipse, that is booked out. Like they are warning people to stay off the road because the traffic is going to be so bad during the eclipse. And it's going to be beautiful, right? Here in the US, you may be able to see it depending on how far you are from the area of Texas. But if you're in Texas, if you're in Oklahoma, if you're in parts of Mexico, you may be able to see it. And it's great, but there's an energy that's coming with the eclipse. Now in astrology, eclipses represent endings and new beginnings. And the eclipse on the 8th is happening in the sign of Aries. Aries is considered astrologically the astrological new year, right? But Aries is ruled by Mars, which is the planet of aggression. It can be the planet of war, but it's also the planet of action. There's so much energy built up already around this eclipse, and eclipse season just started, right? We had one in the month of March. That was kind of the foreshadowing, but this one in April on the 8th is the main event as far as the eclipses for 2024. It's not the only event that you need to be aware of. And this is why I wanted to do this podcast, because there's so much that's going hand in hand with the eclipse. And the thing with eclipses from a spiritual metaphysical perspective is the eclipse is the darkening of the light, and then suddenly it comes back. And what it does from a metaphorical standpoint is it gives us a glimpse of what's been hiding in the dark. It brings it to light. So we may very well see some things come to light in the politics. And because it's happening over the US, there's a lot centering around what's been going on with the US and the other countries globally. So there's a whole energy that's happening about that. But Texas is an important state to watch for the rest of the year with this eclipse, because it's happening, the path of the eclipse is happening right over the South, right over Texas. Something may very well be unfolding in the US, but especially Texas, because the US is experiencing in what astrology calls their Pluto return. Pluto is the planet of the unconscious. Pluto's what's hidden deep, deep down, right? It may bring it to the surface. So we're revisiting a lot of things through the month of April, and this eclipse kind of kicks all that energy off. But what people need to understand about this eclipse is it's not just a one-day event. And there's another event that's just as powerful, if not more powerful, happening on April 20th, which I will talk about during this podcast as well. And that's the Jupiter Uranus conjunction. It's a big event. Now, back in 2019, I did the yearly forecast for 2020 January, and there was another big event like this that was pivotal that we were all watching that were into astrology. And that was the Saturn Pluto conjunction that went exact on January 12th. What happened on January 12th, 2020? That was the start of the pandemic, right? And we've got glimpses back with that as well. I did a whole forecast day by day in my Hidden Wisdom community, which is my monthly membership, For $40 a month, if you want to join, I just did the whole monthly forecast day by day, all of the aspect there. Let me tell you this from an astrological standpoint, there is so much planetary aspecting going on. There's so much energy that is happening. It's unheard of the aspects that are being made, and clumps of planets in one sign, like all of the planets are getting involved in this eclipse time with the Jupiter conjuncting Uranus. And if you know anything about astrology, this probably isn't foreign to you. If you don't know anything about astrology, this may be foreign to you, but I'm going to go over the overarching energies of why this time is so pivotal, and what to look for, right? So let me just start by saying, because of the eclipse energy and all of the planetary energy that is lining up, this eclipse is, like I said, not a one-time event, like, oh, it's just a pretty eclipse and let's call it good. The energies that get kicked off during this April 8th eclipse will be, the effects of them will be with us for the next 1 to 2 decades, because that Jupiter Uranus conjunction, meaning they're in the same sign, right? They're sitting side by side. Jupiter is the planet of expansion. It expands everything it touches. Uranus is the planet of the unexpected, right? It's shock, it's lightning, it's change. So we've got like this expanded dynamic lightning change energy happening on the 20th, and that happens only once every 14 years. So the effects of what happens during the month of April will be long felt for the next 14 years or so. And the changes that are put into effect, which is why everyone in the metaphysical communities are talking about this, these changes that get kicked into action, not coming to culmination, kicked into forward movement, will be with us for the next 2 decades. So that is why this is such a big event and such a big deal. Eclipse energy alone can be felt for up to 6 months after the eclipse, right? I mean, it's April, May, June, July, August, September, October, right? When we have a whole other eclipse happening, I think September and October 2024, but it's nothing like the energy that's kicking off for the month of April. Now, here's something that's key. If you want to know how this eclipse is going to be affecting you personally, this is how you can find out. For some of you that are older like me, maybe more difficult, like because you've got to revisit the past. In 2005, on April 8th, was the last eclipse, solar eclipse in Aries at 19 degrees. This eclipse is happening at 19 degrees Aries. We had the same placement, which is unheard of as well. The same placement, April 8th, 2005, 19 degrees of Aries. So go back to April of 2005 into about April 2006. What was happening in your life? What was the themes that year? I know for me, I had just come through a divorce, and I was building my business up, and I was learning how to have fun, and my kids and I were doing a lot of different things. I was exploring, I was dating, I was building things on my big property. Lots of changes were happening, and I was rediscovering who I am, right? Because my Aries is in my first house, which is the I am, that's how it affected me. And that's how it will affect me again. I don't know where it is in your chart. So you can pull your astrology chart. You can either go to astro.com or Astra, what is it, Cafe Astrology, and pull a chart and see where Aries is in your chart and what house. Wherever that Aries is, and if it's within 16 degrees of the 19 degrees Aries, it will affect you more. It's going to affect the cardinal signs more than the other signs, but the way you figure out how it's going to affect you is go back to 2005. What happened around the time of the eclipse in 2005? You know, what was that year all about? And it, I mean, 2005 was an exciting year. Things were great. The economy was good. The real estate market was good here in the US. Like, it really, things were moving but what was happening on a personal level, because that's how you will know the theme. It won't play out exactly the same, but at least you'll know what the theme is, and what area of your life it's going to affect. It could be relationships. I know for me this year, it's going to be health. And during that time, I was dealing with some health challenges as well. But they weren't debilitating, and neither is it this time, although it may be serious to some people. It's not debilitating. Lots of solutions that came up during that time in my life, and maybe for you as well, but not without challenges. There were challenges. I think I had my custody battle kicked off that in April, or not April, but 2005, and lasted over a year. So you may have challenges like that, but you'll know what they're going to be if you go back to 2005. So if you have Aries in your first house, right, or you have your first house affected by this eclipse, you may very well be thrown into a position of prominence. If it's conjunct your sun or your midheaven. So that's another thing to look for. So this energy of this eclipse is very much about inner authority, self-sufficiency. It's about being a pioneer, being a leader. The planet Chiron is also involved with this eclipse. And like I said, I did a full astrological breakdown. If you want to go into my Hidden Wisdom community, that's already available. It's up, and you can watch that full day-by-day play. You can cancel anytime, it's up to you. But we do monthly coaching in there as well, so you can work with me. But it's a great sort of overall what to expect and how things are going to hit, because this month is powerful, and the eclipse just kicks off the power that is going to be felt globally, but especially within the United States. So personally, this is a time to look at, you know, what old structures, what old routines, what bad habits do you need to break? Remember, eclipses are about endings and new beginnings. Now, we also, if you know astrology, have Mercury in retrograde as of today, the 1st of April, when I'm recording this, through almost the entirety of the month. It goes direct on the 25th of April, but it's still in the shadow until May 13th. So just consider all of April a Mercury retrograde month. What does that mean? Communication misunderstandings, it's technological misunderstandings or screw ups and glitches, it's contractual glitches. Double check everything this month, right? Double check everything. Look at everything before you speak. What I was telling my group is journal everything before you have a conversation and journal it again. Be very clear on what you're going to say, because communications this month can turn to explosions and conflicts and aggression, and you don't want that. That's one of the things I think people are worried about with this eclipse, because there's so many planets lining up and so much power involved in it for the entirety of the month of April. And we've got conflict in the Middle East, and we've got worries with law and order, and we've got the elections and that whole political mess that's happening between the Democrats, the Republicans, and now we've got an independent person, and they don't want him running because he might take away from either the vote for the Republic. It's a big mess here in the US, but it is affecting everybody globally. And whatever happens here in the US affects everyone globally as well, because we have such a hand in so many different places. But we're going to see the breakdown of certain structures. Eclipses bring that. But on top of that, Saturn, the conjunction between Saturn and Pluto started that in 2020, the breakdown and the realizing of things that weren't working. Well, this eclipse brings it more into view and of what needs to change. And then we also have the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction happening on April 20th, which is the big day. To me, if I had to choose which one's more pivotal, which day and which energy is more pivotal, I would say the one on the 20th, but I can't really. I mean, they're equal, because they're both transits that happen that affect the next couple of decades. This is sort of that breakthrough point of change, and then we have more to come. All right, so the other thing I want to say is to really pay attention to what has caused your wounding in the past. And the reason I say that is during this eclipse, Chiron, the planet of the wounded healer, but he's also a healer, is getting in on the action of this eclipse. I mean, he's involved, which means our woundings, our core woundings in childhood that's brought about maybe some survival mechanisms, maybe some bad habits, bad reactions. Chiron is also going to be 19 degrees of Aries during this eclipse, which is bringing it into a conjunction at the same time of the eclipse. And it's enmeshed in with this eclipse energy. Really, it is about demanding justice and equality and truth to come to light. And it's demanding, Chiron's demanding us to look at our woundings and heal it, so that we can actually move forward, and not just on an individual level, because it's involved in this big eclipse. This is on a global level. What has caused the separation? What's caused the division in the global community, right? Between countries, between economies, between leaders. It really is going to bring to light a lot of these things. And that's the great thing about eclipses, is we really have this point of light. What's coming into the light? What's been hidden? Now the eclipse happens, it's like a lightning strike, and boom, we have the information we need ahead of us. It's a super important time that we're in, but not just because of the eclipse, but because on April 20th, we have the Jupiter and Uranus conjunction. And that's the big, to me, that's the big kickoff as well. That's the big motion forward. But because Mercury is in retrograde, it's like we have these ideas, we see the problems that need to be solved, but we don't have the solutions just yet. We've got to wait until after the 20th of April to start to see new solutions appear, to see, okay, now we understand exactly what needs to be destroyed, not fixed. Let me be clear on that. Part of this eclipse is, eclipses create endings. So we're not looking to put a Band-Aid on anything, and anything you try to put a Band-Aid on, a little piece of duct tape, it's going to not work. This is not a time to fix old things. This is a time to destroy the old, create something new, completely innovative, completely revolutionize the entire way of thinking. There are a lot of people that are stuck in very fixed mindsets that are going to have a hard time during this month, because so much is going to come out and it's going to challenge their belief systems. You know, from what I see happening, and intuitively what I get, is really the biggest challenge this month is so many things are going to be unknown and uncertain. So my God, this thing I believed for so many years isn't true, like my whole life. It's kind of like, you know, people think the earth is flat and then they discover, oh my gosh, it's round. How do I compute that, right? A lot of truth is going to come into understanding that's going to throw people. And you can make whatever prediction you want on what that means. You know, some people are like, does that mean the aliens are coming? I don't know exactly what it means. I know what matters is, what does it mean to me? And for me, there are certain things that I need to address within my health. And I think this energy is going to help tremendously. But I know from the global perspective, and from the perspective of what's going on here in the US, the systems that are broken have already been revealed. The education, the healthcare, the economy, right? Job inequality, inflation is higher than the cost of living increases. There's all of these things that are broken, which means we need to create a new way of governance. We need to create more equality. We can't just have that pyramid effect of only the people at the top have the money. And I think that's part of the movement we're going to see over the next two decades. We can't take resources out of the ground without understanding the consequences of what we're doing, because this time that we're in right now is showing us you can't do things that way anymore. You can't have profit first over what's good for the planet and what's good for the people. We need to put responsible action into play. So to me, this is a time of great global change. You need to embrace change and not think that you know everything. I mean, if there's one thing I've come to realize, the older I get, the more I think I know, the reality is, the We know nothing. I know nothing. I know a lot. I've studied a lot. But in the scheme of everything, it is a drop in the ocean. There's so much more that's out there that I have not been exposed to, I don't know the answer to, or the answers have not been discovered yet. There are so many possibilities. They're endless. They're infinite as time and the universe. We can't possibly think in arrogance that we know everything. So many things that have been done on this planet we're seeing right now during this time of great change and awakening was wrong, right? And everything can be used for both good or evil. And now comes the balancing, right? Now, instead of just doing things for profit without thought, we have to actually take into consideration what's the long-term effects on the planet, on the trees, on the air, on the water, on the food supply. Food supply is going to be one of those very prominent things that happens during this eclipse. So pay attention to that too. Like, that is one of the things that keeps getting stuck in my craw. It's like, oh, food supply. Something's up with the food supply. One of the things that I will say with all of the changes that are happening, understand that this is a great kickoff of the time of revolution. And it's revolutionizing the way we think, the way we act, and the way that we do everything. And this is a time of truth and freedom on all levels. But understand too, you have the power to create your reality. While you may not be able to affect the global movements that are occurring, you can affect what goes on in your world, inside of you. And then what you do will affect those around you. And what they do as a result of that affects those around them. And it then just creates the ripple effect. So embrace this time of this eclipse. Understand that these massive changes astrologically on this planet are bringing about the energies of support for the things that need to change. Many of us have been crying great change. You know, some people believe in climate change and other people don't. I'm not going to tell you what to believe, but what I am here to tell you is all of our beliefs will be expanded and changed and challenged. So be open, be flexible, be patient. The month of April is a big time of agitation and irritation and frustration because Mercury is in retrograde and we can't clearly understand how to move forward. We've got these insights, these sudden insights because of the eclipse, and then we've got big uncertainties and unexpected news coming later in the month. It's like, okay, what do we do with that? I don't think we're going to really know until the month of May. And there's like this restriction that's happening because of all the other planets at play. And while this eclipse is huge, it's a huge part of kicking off the changes we've all been wanting and waiting for. It isn't the culmination and completion of all of it, right? April and this eclipse is sort of a quantum jump. You know, I like to think of it as like, if you think about battery cables, when your battery dies, we're kind of in that place, right? The energy's just been winding down. Now we get a divine jump. And it just pushes us forward into new ways of thinking, into new ways of imagining life, into new ways of living. So people are like, oh, it's the end of the world. No, it's the end of the way you saw the world. It isn't the end of the world. You know, this world will not end. It's just a matter of shifting. And this is a great time. This eclipse is a great time to think, you know, I need to move into my heart and away from my mind. And if there's one thing that tells you that, it's the fact that Mercury's retrograde during this eclipse cycle, during this Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, the great change and the great awakening. You know, Mercury's like creating foggy, erratic thoughts, right? You can't completely solidify a thought. It's very dreamy, but there aren't solid answers. So what does that mean? That means we get out of our head and we get into our heart. We get into our intuition. We get into the feeling place. You know, what is my heart guiding me to do? Mercury is the guide into the deeper realms of the unconscious, but it's not going to allow us to just analyze. So this time of the month of April, it's a great time to get in touch with your feelings and pay attention. You know, there's so many new, I want to say new discoveries of information, maybe even new discoveries, whether that's landforms or something that we just weren't aware of comes into being. But there's also a revisiting of the past because of Mercury's retrograde. There's so much going on. Towards the end of the month, we even have this one point where we, with Saturn, where we look back at what occurred during that January 12th Saturn-Pluto conjunction 2020. So looking back at the start of the pandemic, this month brings everything together from the last few years and from the last decade and a half, and then shows us where we need to focus towards the future to create something new. And isn't that what we're all calling for? Something new. And I really do believe there's going to be great breakthroughs in healing this year, because it's so much, Chiron is involved in it, and Chiron is the healer, the wounded healer, but he's there to heal as well. He's a mentor, he's a teacher, and he's a healer. I really feel like biomagnetism therapy, alternative therapies like Rife therapy, the energy medicines are really going to come to the fore this year, because there's no side effects. There's, you know what I mean? There's a lot that will be pushed into these new technologies and making it more mainstream. And we'll see more holes in the systems that exist that don't work, that we literally don't need to band-aid anymore. We actually need to create something new. And I'm sure all of you have your own opinions of what that is. God bless you. I got my own too. And I have my own desires. You know, the one thing I will tell you as we go through this eclipse, because of the position of Mercury, is your communication is going to be very centered on what is it you want. And I would caution you to get clear on what you want first within you, very clear before you communicate it to others. Then it may not come out clear. Be patient. Like, my word for the month of April is patience. Just have patience. Have grace. Don't force. Don't push. Go with the flow. So this energy will be interesting. Leave your comments. Let me know how it pans out for you. You know, next Tuesday is the eclipse. It's going to be interesting what kind of technological problems crop up during that eclipse. Are we going to have power problems? Are we going to have technology, internet outages? What's going to happen? Because it's a global event, right? And there's so many planets involved in it that anything is pretty much anything goes. But this is a big deal. If you can catch it, like watch it. I know here in Texas, we're going to make it so that we can watch and see it unfold. But this is a time in that kicks off the next two decades in history, and it will be a time we look back on the entire month of April. This eclipse signals the endings of the old and then what's to come beyond here. We all have a part in that. I'll be back on Wednesday the 17th. And until then, enjoy the eclipse. Please be blessed. Be a blessing. Let's see how it shakes up. How are you going to ride into this new energy of revolution of the future? What part will you play? Think about that. Have a good one. Summon your greatness.